This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, baby! Friday weekend. Come on. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Nah. Bang it hard. Come on. Indeed, we have made it. We have toiled, and here we are. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. Now let's get ready for a hurricane.
What? Come on.
I knew you were going to say what?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Tropical weather update brought to you by our friends from Radiant Credit Union. You know, I've been keeping an eye on Aaron. I figured this little lass was going to start speaking up.
Yes.
And spitting and getting all riled.
What's she doing?
Well, she's just short of hurricane strength right now. I told you it was going to happen Friday.
Yep.
And here we are. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. Maximum sustained winds for Aaron, 70 miles an hour. The good news is the movement has shifted slightly with a more northerly pattern, it looks like it's going to take. So movement is west-northwest now at 17 miles an hour. And the cone of uncertainty, you know, has it doing the curve away from, say, the islands, Dominican Republic, Cuba, and Florida. So if it continues on that path, it will be of little effect other than, you know, some bad, you know, some during high tide, the east coast of Florida might be impacted.
Yeah, they're talking about the whole rip currents kind of thing. Be careful.
Yeah. So, again, we've still got, you know, a few days, and unfortunately things can change. Anytime now, you know, we'll follow the updates, but anytime now it could be hurricane strength. Right now it's still Tropical Storm Aaron, and we will continue to follow her and to keep you updated thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union with this tropical weather update. All right, what's another top story going on? You know, this one, people get a little upset about it, and it's a bear hunt, black bear hunt. In Florida. Now, they haven't done this for a while. And apparently the population is growing for black bears. So the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has approved a proposal permitting the hunting of black bears. It is the first event of its kind since 2015, when in only 2 days, they harvested 304 bears. That's a lot.
That's a lot, it seems like, yeah.
The commission's chief conservation officer said the proposed hunt is a method to manage the bear population, which management of wildlife is very important.
Yes.
And it is a good thing. And I know it's hard because you don't want to, you know, oh, that smoky bear, you know,
right,
the way we look at, you know, animals. But
we want to look at them as like little fuzzy stuffed animals, cuddly. Yeah, they'll rip your face off.
Right. Yeah. Well, and if you truly care about that population, you want it to be healthy.
Yes.
And opponents argue, though, that killing the bears for sport will not reduce human-bear interactions. Well, yeah, if there's less bears, there's less chance of human interactions. Naturally, there would be. Will it have a huge effect? That remains to be seen. They also suggest expanding non-lethal options, such as bear-proof trash containers to prevent bears from being drawn to homes and businesses.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah,
and I think it's fairly common in people that live near, say, a wildlife corridor, you know, where mm-hmm. they know there's wildlife. You know, if you've been camping and stuff before, you've noticed that, yeah, most of the trash containers are bear-proof. The hunt, in this case, remember I told you over 300 bears harvested in 2015 in 2 days. This hunt would last 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
In December.
Wow.
And include a lottery-style permitting process. It would also allow the use of dogs to hunt bears, harvesting near game feeding stations, and a special program for large private landowners. Hmm. The proposed zones for the hunt include parts of Marion, Lake, Flagler, Volusia, Seminole, Sumter, and Brevard counties. So that does seem like kind of a lengthy season for something like that. And they're going to allow them to harvest near game feeding stations. And yeah, the question is a fair question. I mean, look, the bear population overall needs some management, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the experts telling us that's what they do for a living. So there's that. And then there's the interaction between bears and people. Now, yeah, there's no guarantee that it's going to make people safer and stuff in neighborhoods.
Right.
I don't know. I'm kind of...
I guess it depends what's your list of intent and what's the most important. Is it the human interaction or is it just the health of the, you know, the bears themselves as a group in the wild? So
yeah, and here's the difficulty. If you say, well, we want to get what could be the problematic bears, the ones that do live and wander into populated areas. It'd be nice to say, okay, we're only going to harvest those, but that would be the most dangerous, I guess, areas, you know?
Sure.
You know,
what a bunch of, you know, marksmen hunting in your subdivision?
Yeah, not so much. I don't think there'd be a comfort level there. I mean, if people like that kind of thing, you know,
right,
guns going off in the front lawn, I mean, they would move to the south side of Chicago. They could have that show every night,
absolutely,
every weekend for sure. All right, so that's where we're at on the bear hunt. If you want to chime in, you could do that in a few minutes because we're going to take a break here in a second. But, yeah, we'll open up the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Of course, your top story, Trump, Putin, Alaska. The big meeting is today. The big powwow.
Speaking of the bear.
The Russian bear.
Mm-hmm.
What will come of it? We'll speculate. We'll share some info with that on that. And a lot of other things coming your way. Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Happy Friday weekend. Yes, we are right there. And I like that. And I hope you do, too. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to pump you up. It's 620. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The big meeting today. Trump, Putin, Alaska. What's going to go down there? Now, Ted, all-inclusive cruise. The fine senator from Texas.
Yes.
All-inclusive. Mm-hmm. Cruise, get it?
I get what you did there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying too hard. It's early Friday.
But it's Friday.
Yeah.
You know. Come on.
Yeah. And I feel like I've peaked already, so good luck, folks.
Well, you said that Tuesday, so I don't know what.
early Tuesday, I think. Yeah, you're right. Senator, great to have you, Hannity said. First, your thoughts on the summit. I argue, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, every one of these European leaders are trying to weigh in and tell Donald Trump how to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. All of them are guilty of helping to fund his war machine.
Ooh.
Number one, number two, they're all important. Number three, Putin wouldn't meet with one of them because they don't have the stature to even meet with him. And I think the president has no fear expending political capital for a cause that really isn't even American-based in the sense that we're not benefiting greatly from it except a safer world and less death, which is noble. What are your thoughts? Senator Cruz said, listen, the European leaders have demonstrated weakness towards Putin and towards our enemies for a long time. And that's a lot of what set Russia up to invade Ukraine. They've eagerly bought Russia's oil and gas. Yeah, and see, that's a problem. And Trump has called them out.
Yep.
They have funded the Russian military apparatus. That's exactly what you're doing. And the reason we have a war in Ukraine is because of Joe Biden and the Democrats' weakness. Yep. In particular, Joe Biden waived the sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the undersea pipeline from Russia to Germany. I wrote those sanctions into law. I'm the author of that legislation. Donald Trump signed my sanction legislation into law and shut down the pipeline. That prevented war. Yeah, why would Biden undo that? It's like he hates oil. He hates gas and oil, right? Or did. Said he's going to shut it all down. Remember he told a little girl?
Yep.
But then he wants to make sure that Europe has a pipeline that is going to financially benefit Russia. It's crazy.
And he never sold his Corvette, amazingly. I'm just saying. Well, I had to have a storage place for files.
Hunter salivating, waiting to get his hands on that, sure.
I'm sure
he is. Yeah. A couple of hookers, some crack,
and
going
Corvette.
A little joyride.
Oh, yeah.
When Joe Biden came in, he gave a multi-billion-dollar gift to Vladimir Putin, and that caused the war in Ukraine. My hopes and prayers are with Donald Trump in Alaska over the next couple days. I think President Trump is trying very, very hard to end this war. He has a record of ending wars, to bringing people together. but the way to do so is to do so from a position of strength. That's what President Trump understands, and the weakness of Joe Biden, the weakness of appeasement, does not end conflict. It creates even more conflicts. So true. Mm-hmm. Yep. So he said to Sean, he said, look, you said there's a real chance President Trump will get up and leave if Putin refuses to concede anything. I think that's right, Ted Cruz said. That's exactly what Ronald Reagan did in Reykjavik with Gorbachev. And it's what led to winning the Cold War. We will end the war in Ukraine, but we will do so through a strong president and a strong commander in chief. That's exactly what President Trump is giving us. So. Right. Yeah, I think when they have a sit down and Trump can lay it out and say, look, here's the crippling sanctions that are going to go into effect. It's not just, you know, the U.S. It's going to be all of NATO, all of our European allies. Everybody's going to sign on to this. You know how I know they're going to sign on to it? Because if they don't, I'm going to tear up the you know what out of them. So that he has that leverage. He has that. We're going to squeeze you. You might eventually overcome Ukraine, but you will be dead broke. Did you learn anything from Afghanistan, Putin? Pooty-poot. You will go broke. We already have the game plan. Reagan worked it out.
Yep.
He escalated the arms race. Everybody said, Reagan, he's escalating everything. He's made more weapons and more weapons, and it's bad. The Soviet Union tried to keep up, and they couldn't financially. They literally went broke. That's what caused a demise. That's what caused them to break down and break apart. Yeah. So Trump already has that kind of in his back pocket as part of his plan. Now, Putin, you know, is Putin.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't mean that he, you know, is necessarily thinking completely rationally. And as time goes on, he, you know... There may be some issues there.
He's a wild card, for sure.
Yeah. And we'll see. And all eyes. But this, look, it's in Alaska, so anything that goes down would be late this afternoon for us. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I'm pretty sure we'll still be talking about on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And I am hopeful that it is going to be, there'll be positive things. Now, Putin's reached out to Kim Jong-un, and thank goodness Putin doesn't have a lot of hair, because you wouldn't want him calling for haircut advice.
Oh, no.
No. I don't think he's doing that.
No.
North Korea's state propaganda agency confirmed on Wednesday that communist dictator Kim Jong-un entertained a call the day before from Russian strongman Vladimir Putin, who's emerged as Pyongyang's favorite patron following the signing of a mutual defense treaty last year. Yeah, some of these North Koreans, they're the ones that are fighting in the war against Ukraine. Does it make Kim Jong-un popular with his people? No, I don't think anything would do that. But they're too scared to ever do anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, except for the requirement to say that you love him. So
yeah. The Kremlin's readout of Putin's phone call with Kim claimed that Putin updated Kim on preparations for the Trump summit. Now, what would that? Why would he have to? I mean, other than what he can already get from every news outlet,
sure.
Kim Jong-un, what would Putin be saying?
Well, maybe is he saying or is he asking? Because the president went to, you know, Korea, and they hung out and they talked, and they actually were on a path for a decent relationship there for a while. Maybe he's looking for some tips on how to deal with Donald Trump.
Or he wants to get kind of a verbal agreement, since they already have an agreement anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
He wants to say, look, I'm going to show Trump that you're willing to commit, you know, name a number, 50,000 troops.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to storm Ukraine.
There's the other
so
angle.
Yeah. He's going, yeah, you got your leverage, Trump, yeah. and we've got ours.
That's more likely.
It's a game of chess.
It is.
Except it's a deadly game. The game of war. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. and never miss a minute of this fine show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome and happy Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:39. Your top story, Putin, President Trump meeting in Alaska. Why Alaska? Well, it's kind of equidistant between Moscow and D.C., I guess. Also, I do have a concern, though, because you know how there's a theory that Putin wants to kind of put the Soviet Union back together. That's part of the reason why he wants Ukraine, right? Don't forget who we bought Alaska from. Hello? We bought Alaska from Russia. It was 1867. What if Putin says, hey, I'll buy it back for double what we paid for it?
Such a deal. Such a deal.
Who knows? I know who might know.
Who's that?
On the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, we have our Intel Insider, DC. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm fine. Hey, this is a very complicated situation, but what you just mentioned there, I'm sure you remember when Medvedev said that Russia might take Alaska back about 6 months ago when they were just showing their stuff. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, he said that Russia felt that they were cheated and that they were contemplating taking Alaska back. But that's the bravado that Russia is putting out there because they're trying to act like they're still the Soviet Union. Let me tell you, Russia, now I've been a cold warrior against Russia for years. I've been awarded letters of commendation, Bravo Zulus from admirals, ribbons for being a cold warrior. So I do know a little bit about where I speak. Russia right now, and I've told you this before on your show, for instance, on their nuclear upgrades, you have to put tritium in nuclear weapons on a regular basis. And I believe it was in 2021, I might be wrong with the year, the United States spent $22 billion upgrading their nuclear weapons to keep them ready to use. Russia didn't even spend $22 billion for their whole military budget, including keeping their nuclear weapons upgraded. So how good do you think their larger number of nuclear weapons are, and how ready do you think they are to deploy? That's one thing. The second thing is, remember when Trump sent two nuclear submarines after the Medvedev made that statement that, you know, we could be attacked?
Yeah, I remember when they popped up. Whenever they pop up, that's kind of a thing saying we could be anywhere, anytime.
Right. So, but Trump sent two nuclear submarines, and everyone that I talked to just assumed they were boomers. They weren't boomers. This is what scared Putin. He sent two attack subs, two Seawolf-class attack subs, to take out their subs. That's exactly what he did. He didn't send boomers. He sent attack subs if you're going to threaten me that you're going to launch on us, I'm going to make sure I put two extra submarines out there on patrol to make sure we don't miss any of your subs. So that scared Putin. The third thing you need to take into account is look at how pitiful his military actions are in Ukraine right now. Firing a few North Korean drones or Mideastern drones. I mean, no air superiority at all. Every armored group they send in there gets decimated. They're paying dearly for every inch they take in that country. The third thing is, they're running out of money. they need to get the sanctions lifted so they can get some money to try to get their weapons back into shape. They're making all these threats. We're going to put nukes in Belarus. Oh, we're going to go into Poland. Oh, we're going to... They can't do it. They can't do it. And even to the point now where Europe almost could take care of Russia. I'm not saying that Russia still can't launch enough nukes that are still available to use to be the end of the world. I'm just saying that if they want to exist and they want to try to build their strength up, they need to get out of this war. So right now there's a good chance they're going to look out or look for a way to get out of this war. Now, Putin's very scared of the gold dome that Trump talked about, because if we get an ABM system that's effective, Russia's has nothing then. So he wants to get Trump into another START treaty. That's the key behind this whole thing. You watch. Today, at the end of the day, they're going to talk about setting a date for another START treaty, because they already know that quite a few of their nukes aren't even capable of doing anything, can't even fly.
Let me ask you this. Okay, everything you said, I believe to be true. But here's the wild cards. How much involvement, money, weapons, whatever, would China supply? Same thing with North Korea. What's your answer there?
Okay, so China right now wants to take over Siberia. I don't think you're going to see China helping Russia too much, unless it's a deal to get Siberia. They're right now, they got, no matter what anybody says, you can look it up I don't know where you could look it up, but I'm just telling you right now, China is very interested in Siberia because of all the mining ability in that area. And they would love to have that territory that's right next to them.
Well, we'll continue to... We'll continue to follow this story. DC, always very much appreciate your expertise and your opinion on these things. And, we look forward to talking to you again soon. Hopefully things will go well today in Alaska as Vladimir Putin and President Trump will meet face-to-face in a few hours. It is 6:46 right now, and it is a Friday, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is, let's call it 6:52, 8 minutes until 7 o'clock. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or even iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Easy peasy, as I like to say. So Vladimir Putin trying to butter up President Trump, huh? Trying to do a little pre-meeting schmoozola. Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Apparently, Vladimir Putin told senior Kremlin officials at the Trump administration, the Trump administration, in fact, in his opinion, is energetic and sincere. Wow. Well, that's a positive sign, even though, sure, That's your pregame schmooze. But I still think it's a positive one. So we'll take it for what it's worth. They are going to be meeting at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. That's near Anchorage. That's the headquarters of the Alaskan Command and the 11th Air Force. They will be meeting today. And we're hoping positive things come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing. One of the aides to Putin said on Thursday that the Russian delegation and agenda for the Alaska summit between Putin and Trump have been finalized. And there'll be the foreign minister there, Sergey Lavrov, and considering a number of sensitive issues on the agenda. They talked about, he said the meeting would begin with one-on-one talks between Trump and Putin, followed by a joint press conference. And according to Ushakov, and he's Yuri Ushakov, he's one of the aides to Putin, he said that talks will focus on, quote, achieving a long-term peaceful resolution to the Ukrainian crisis. Huh. I mean, that sounds pretty good to me. So, again, you know, we won't really be getting much information out there for hours now because of the time zone that Alaska is in and when they actually meet. So you've got that. In the meantime, I'm going to take this opportunity to give you another tropical weather update from our I apologize. 70 mile an hour winds. 70 miles an hour now. So Aaron, Tropical Storm Aaron, may not be a tropical storm for long as it is gaining strength. And the experts said a real good chance it was going to become a hurricane today. And it looks like that prognostication is will turn out to be pretty accurate. So thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for the tropical weather update. The good news on this scenario, even though it's strengthening, it appears like it is taking a slant, moving a little bit more northward instead of almost straight westward as it was originally. So that's very good news for the mainland of the United States, Florida, and even the Southeast in general. And, of course, the islands, Cuba and Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and Haiti and all that, that's very good news for them as well. So we'll continue to follow it. We'll stay on top of it and let you know as it changes. And there's a real good chance it's going to strengthen to hurricane strength, maybe within a few hours. All right. What's going on in D.C.? What's going on with the feds there? Are they knocking out crime? Are the residents there pretty happy? Yes, they're very happy. Does that drive the Democrats absolutely bonkers? Indeed it does. So we will spend a little time on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, live and local. Happy Friday, News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.